Hello, and welcome to the fourth episode of the James Newton Podcast. I'm James, and I run Prosody.co.uk, featuring all the best in intelligent gaming articles, creative writing, and more. Today, I'm following on from last week's podcast about Sega's recently announced sequel to Nights into Dreams. I'll be covering what made the original so truly innovative and memorable for me, and why I still think it's the best game ever created. I went over the basic premise of Nights last week, so if you haven't had a chance to listen to that yet, or you're just unfamiliar with the game, it would be a great place to start. Just go to prosody.co.uk and you can easily find it from there. I think one of the greatest things about Nights is that it was developed by Sonic Team when they were really the strongest development team, I think, in the world. I think great game developers always have a very precise eye for details, and they will always add tiny touches and flourishes that are probably unnecessary, but all improve the game in some way, atmospherically, graphically, or just simply providing something fun for the player to look at or do, and Nights is absolutely full of these things. In Splash Garden, for example, you fly over a giant clock made out of flowers, and that runs off the Saturn's internal clock, so it always tells the right time. The residents of Frozen Bell wait at the train station and wave at the trains as they leave. And Mystic Forest hides a car that drives itself into a little garage and scores you points. Although it might seem strange to start this discussion of what makes Nights the greatest ever with a discussion of these small points, they are essential to understanding the game's appeal. The core gameplay mechanic is so simple that it needs no dressing up or complications, and that leaves a lot more room for the extras to provide extra last ability and these unexpected features. And in fact, the top of these unexpected features is coming up next. Artificial intelligence has been an important part of games for years, and it's always getting better. However, as usual, Sonic Team took a different look at things. Can you have intelligence without life? Well, no, probably not. I'm sure the actual conversation they had went a little differently. But however they came up with it, they decided upon artificial life, or A-life for short. Now, inside each of the six main levels live these little angelic creatures called Nightopians, and they have moods, good and bad and sort of indifferent, a bit like you or I. If you protected them and hatched their eggs, then they'd like you, and when you passed by they'd give you a smile and a wave. But if you killed them or tried to attack their babies, their eyes would sort of bug out of their head and they'd run away from you. And they'd even do the most amazing things depending on how high up the scale or low down they were. Like, they'd build knight statues and all crowd around them. Or if they really hated you, they'd throw snowballs at you in Frozen Bell. Nightopians could breed with each other, but it didn't stop there. If you attack one of the level's enemies with a drill dash and it would hit a Nightopian, an egg would miraculously pop out somehow through the miracle of an as yet unknown breeding system. Catch the egg, and there's a chance that the little creature will have some of the body parts or colouring inherited from the enemy. And these creatures are called Meepians, and are absolutely amazing. The little angel faces of the Nightopians can be replaced by the Gal saber-toothed kind of face, or the stubby arms could be spindly green fins, or any number of combinations really. They can breed with each other as well, so they could have a cuttlefish head and the claws of a crab, or wings with a big fish face. There are some really freaky Meepians out there as well, trust me. But should you create a Meepian which has no Nightopian body parts at all, then it will travel the level and it will eat Nitopians and other Meepians, but if anything in its way. But luckily, they're worth points, so you can kill them and you won't necessarily feel that guilty. I hope one thing you're getting an appreciation for is that Nights has got some of the best music ever, but it's absolutely possible for me to pick a favourite tune, and that's because, despite the fact it's got 7 levels, there aren't 7 level tunes. In fact, there are a lot more, hundreds more actually, but how's that possible? Well, each song is divided into sections, usually between 5 and 7, and each of these sections can change to reflect the mood of the Nitopian creatures that populate the levels. So each section can be joyful, happy, content or angry, and the song can jump between those emotions absolutely seamlessly, you wouldn't even know. Every time you play, the music remixes to offer something new, which perfectly sums up really what Nights is about. It's an absolutely wonderful system that must have been incredibly difficult to implement and write for, but it was worth it because it's a truly unique feature that results in new musical joys to be found with every play. And in actual fact, I used to have all Meepians in my level and they're generally pretty happy. What I used to do was kill them so that the music would change. These are just a few of my favourite features in Nights. And they're my favourites mainly because they are so unexpected and unnecessary. These days, I think, in order to extend gameplay, developers force you to collect things rather than interact with them, which is the core of a great game. But Nights gives you almost none of these extras in favour of ways to keep you inside the levels and actually playing the game. It's a game of revelations that come gradually over time, and I think it's all the better for it. Hopefully, we'll see some of these unnecessary features in the new Nights Journey of Dreams. The most recent feature that we announced for Sandlands is that you can use Wii Connect 24 to access the forecast channel, which will reflect the in-game graphics, which could be very cool if you don't. Well, thanks very much for listening. Don't forget to stop by the website at www.frosty.co.uk for all the best in intelligent gaming articles, and come by next Monday for the next James Newton podcast. Thanks for listening, and goodbye.